Southwest Airlines says it has found cracks in two more of its 737s. That brings the total number of damaged planes to six, and it includes the plane that had its fuselage rupture at 36,000 feet last Friday. Southwest has finished inspecting all 79 of its planes that could be susceptible to such damage. NPR's Wade Goodwin is following the story, and he's now on the line with us from Dallas. Wade, let's start with the details of these cracks. What are they, and what exactly is the problem?
Well, imagine two seams that run the full length of the plane down the top. In a jet, these seams are called lap joints. Now, as you travel down the lap joint, every few inches, there is something called a tear strap. It's a fastener across the lap joint that reinforces it. The tear straps are there so that if there is a rupture along the lap joint, theoretically it should only go as far as the tear strap. And the tear straps do more than just contain the ruptures. The straps also help keep cracks in the skin from forming in the first place. Now, in these older model 737s, Boeing engineers put a tear strap along the lap joint every 20 inches. But eventually, the engineers decided that every 20 inches wasn't going to get it, so Boeing began putting tear straps every 10 inches. So it's these older 737s that are cracking.
And Southwest flies those older 737s that are made that way. Alaska Airlines has two. Is this an airline issue or is it a manufacturing issue, a Boeing issue? What has Boeing, for instance, had to say about this?
They're surprised. They're surprised this problem is happening so quickly. Their engineers say they didn't expect to have to even inspect these lap joints until a plane had flown 60,000 flight cycles. But the plane that ruptured on Friday, Southwest plane, hadn't even made it to 40,000 flight cycles. A flight cycle is just one flight, a takeoff and a landing. And then for Southwest to find five more planes with cracks out of the 79 that they're flying, that's not great.
And the FAA, what does it suggest should be done about this?
Well, they want all the planes inspected, which Southwest already did over the weekend. And from now on, this model is going to have to be inspected with electromagnetic tests every 500 flights. And the way Southwest flies, that'll be every 10 weeks. This is a time-consuming check. You've got to run eddy current through the skin. And remember, before this accident on Friday, this test wasn't even required, period. So this is a new and unhappy understanding that's been developed over the weekend.
These six Southwest jets with cracks in them, they all, as I understand, have been taken out of service. Will they return to the skies?
That's a good question. My guess is that Boeing will shamefacedly come up with a fix. The FAA will bless it, and Southwest will repair these jets. But given the hassle that this model has become, if I was a betting man, I would bet its days in Southwest fleet are numbered. I mean, they love their 737s, but I think Boeing would agree the 737 has been a good airplane. This shouldn't be happening no matter what the model.
That's NPR's Wade Goodwin in Dallas. Wade, thank you very much.
It's my pleasure.
All Things Considered continues right after this.